This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Government is sending 7 multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. The delegations are set to visit key partner countries, including member countries of the UN Security Council, later this month. They will include MPs from different political parties, prominent political personalities, and distinguished diplomats. All party delegations will project India's national consensus and resolute approach to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. These delegations will carry forth India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism to the world. The 7 delegations will be led by BJP's Ravi Shankar Prasad and Bijayant Panda, Congress's Shashi Tharoor, JDU's Sanjay Kumar Jha, DMK's Kanimoy Karunanidhi, NCP's Supriya Sule and Shiv Sena Shrikant Eknath Shinde. Highlighting the significance of this initiative, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju emphasized that the delegations will carry India's unified message of zero tolerance towards terrorism. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that India can no longer afford to empower countries that are inimical to its interests and position against it in times of crisis. Addressing the annual convocation of Jaipuria Institute of Management in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar highlighted that every individual is empowered to help the nation in security.
Every individual is empowered to help the nation in security. And trade, business, commerce and industry in particular can play a pivotal role in security issues. And therefore, I firmly believe that we must always keep one thing in mind, and that is nation first. Everything has to be reckoned on the fulcrum of deep commitment, unflinching commitment, dedication to nationalism, because there is no other way out. And that mindset we must teach our toddlers right from day one.
Mr. Dhankar extended his salutations to all armed forces and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the remarkable success for the ongoing Operation Sindoor. He said this operation was a remarkable retaliation reflecting India's ethos of peace and tranquility in response to the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack. Election Commissioner Dr. Vivek Joshi conducted a field visit to East Champaran district today as part of the review of the preparations for the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar. The Election Commissioner observed the first-level checking process of EVMs in Motihari. Today is the second day of the Election Commissioner's visit to Bihar, and it will conclude on Monday. The chairman of the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, Dr. Samir V. Kamat, visited the Combat Vehicles Research and Development Establishment, CVRDE, at Avadi in Chennai and inaugurated the Automotive and Weapon System Testing Centre at Vellanur. The centre has 26 types of tracks that will help in testing the complete automotive performance parameters of tracked armoured fighting vehicles. These performance tests will enable the tracked vehicles designed by the CVRDE or any other designing agency to be checked for its reliability before being offered for user trials in the field ranges. India is set to achieve a significant milestone with the 101st mission of its space program. ISRO's PSLV C-61 rocket will take off with Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 at 5:59 a.m. tomorrow from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the ongoing trade negotiations with the United States are complex and still far from being finalized. His remarks came in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's claim that India had offered to remove all tariffs on American goods. Speaking to reporters, Dr. Jaishankar clarified that trade discussions between India and the U.S. are ongoing and any trade deal must be mutually beneficial and work for both the countries.
On the trade remarks between India and US, trade negotiations have been going on. These are very complicated negotiations, but any trade deal has to be mutually beneficial. Any trade deal has to work for both the countries. And I think that would be our expectation from the trade deal. And until that is done, any judgment on it would be premature.
The Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is all set to resume today after a week-long gap with the match between host Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, the IPL was suspended on 9th of May due to the rising tensions between India and Pakistan. The final, which is scheduled for the 25th of May, will now be played on the 3rd of June. And that is the end of this news bulletin.